Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
It's always the Who for Coach Q. Coach Q Show sponsored by Hooters, the original wing joint. Welcome, Coach. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Outside of the obvious, how was the rest of New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve?
Yeah, how was
New
it?
Year's? New Year's Eve was all right. We had a, we had a dramatic 3-0 comeback and got a point and almost won. But it was, it was a good finish to that trip at the Canadian part of it. And, I thought we started the new year off with a great game in New York. So it started off okay.
Now, let's talk about this Rangers thing, because I don't want to jump right into hockey here, but let's jump right into hockey here. What did you see against the Rangers? Here's the thing, what was ringing in my head, but I'm curious what you saw in the game you haven't seen, lately maybe, in the midst of a couple of slumps. But you've talked, for as long as I've known you, you've talked about you got to play 60 minutes. I got to get a 60-minute effort. 60 minutes, that is as good a 60-minute effort as I've seen these guys put out in I don't know how long.
Maybe all year. We really liked it. We thought we had real good energy to begin the game, had good pace, had the puck a lot. We were dangerous off the rush. We had good speed. I thought we checked well. We had a good gap. But our, with the puck, we did a lot of good things, and I think that was that's the part that if we can nail and improve upon, that could really improve our team game. So it was a big win for us, and a lot of positives come out of that game.
Different energy in the dressing room after? I assume the guys were pumped.
Nah, sure. Well, you win a game like that. It's been a long trip there, and it was you're always wondering about the last game on it. And but I thought the approach was really good in the game, and I thought that I think we're certainly excited about it in a lot of ways. And but we had not so good to start it, and you go on 3 in a 6-game, or you want to do something positive. And I thought we exited with 3 solid games and a lot of good things. So it's a let's take advantage here of being home for a little stretch here.
Do you see any line combinations you really like from that you're going to stay with?
Well, the one thing that Schmaltzy in the middle with Kaner and Hartsey has been a real good line for us. And Vinny going with Taser last game was, they had a good night. So hopefully that can stay together. And so, we feel there's speed there. And, I think we have the puck a little bit more. Hopefully that can be the case. But we, it's two game or just one game where that line's been together. But the Schmaltzy line at center has been really effective since they've been together.
Mark Harmon's in here for Dave Ennett today. Say hi to Coach Q. Whoops, let me get your mic on. That might help.
That's me. Coach Q, good morning. Hey, I'm wondering when you went to Jeff Glass, if you were looking at it as something that could spark the team, like, hey, rally around this guy, look at the opportunity, 32-year-old rookie, guys, let's do our best for him.
A little bit of that, yeah. I think that was part of it. And I think that one thing about when you think about Glasser, when he's been up here last year and this year, every single time you see him, his enthusiasm is infectious, and he just works. He wants to do everything he can to get a chance to play. He'll do anything for the team and the organization. So you love his approach and his desire to finally get a game, and worked his way through a lot of different channels to get to this first chance. And, his home province with a big win in Edmonton gets a next start at home in Calgary and continued on here there in New York. So we'll keep going here. So it's been a good story for us. But the guys all really appreciate the excitement that he's brought to our team, and you got to commend him on just his continued approach that he's moving forward, and he's trying to take advantage of a great situation.
You've been really good, really good so far. Any update on Crow?
No news.
Okay. You'll call, though? My phone's always on. What else, Mark?
One more, Coach. I read in the Sun-Times you sat down with Mark Lazarus. It was a one-on-one piece. You met him in a restaurant, and you said it was like going to the dentist, according to Lazarus, doing this one-on-one interview. You hate doing it. I'm curious, is that how you feel when you're coming on the Steve Cochran Show? Because we, of course, love hearing you. I mean, is this a...
maybe put it to the next level.
Yeah, he sees this more as elective surgery. You know, maybe it's an appendectomy, but it could be something else he chooses.
Very good. That was a good one. Good.
There you go. Again, not my first day. Yeah. All right. So I feel good about the back end. And the one thing we've heard is an energy problem. Is energy. I saw nothing but energy the other night. You're coming into a stretch now with a lot of games at the Madhouse. The building will be loud. The building will be rocking. We're headed for a good stretch here.
Well, we got some dangerous teams coming in. Vegas, what a good team they are. Boy, that's a great story locally there, and it's exciting for the league as well. You got a team coming in here with you don't know what to expect, and now all of a sudden they're leading the division. So that's tonight's test, and let's look to match what's going to be needed. That's basically the speed that they generate and they have, and coming out of our last game, we're going to need every bit of that tonight.
Were the expansion rules too lenient here, or were they just that good at identifying talent? I mean, how's this happened? This has never happened before.
Well, the criteria has changed, and what how many players you could protect, and at these guys were selecting players off teams that you don't want to give up. In the past, it was almost like you don't mind losing the one or two pieces that you're protecting all your key ingredients. But now there was this year was like they're exposed to guys that you don't want to give up, and I think they selected guys that have a lot of speed. And, they use it as the mantra of, nobody wanted you type of thing. And I got a whole team like that. And they welcome that identity. And they're built off it. And it's certainly, it's been a great story for them.
27-10-2.
That's crazy.
I mean, it's for an expansion team. It's ridiculous. Everybody knows how hot they started. But you thought, well, it'll trail off. And they had a mini slump. But they've been nothing but good. My wife and daughter just got back from a few days in Vegas and said everybody's talking about him there, and that logo's all over town.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, the games are, tickets are now at a premium, and the building's loud, and they're excited, and everybody wants to go. But that certainly is, in Vegas, a lot of things happen there, a lot of different ways to be entertained. But now with the hockey team doing so well, it's definitely front and center.
Blues nipped them last night 2-1. You like getting them where they didn't have as much rest, or does that not matter?
Don't mind a team that played the night before. That'd be nice all the time.
Yeah, take it all the time.
Unfortunately, we don't get it all the time. Yep.
Now, the schedule is such that right now we're going into a stretch for not just January, but February and March. You're going to have a nice split in a lot of home games as well. So, again, I've told you this for years, kids. If you get an opportunity to get to a Hawks game, do not turn down those tickets. If there's a family graduation, maybe a wedding, something going on, there'll be another wedding. Get to a Hawks game and enjoy it while you can whenever you have that opportunity. And, Coach, I'm excited. I'll be out there Sunday for that 2 o'clock matinee.
All right, perfect. And they got the game following Sunday that turned into an AM game there against Detroit. I think it's 11:30 start.
I think they moved that up to 7 a.m. It's a breakfast game. It's weird. Crazy early. Coach, Happy New Year. Looking forward to it. Have some fun tonight.
All right. Thanks, guys.